Yezika. When you have a real Yavam, we hold Yezika. Therefore, so why is Yavam and Maimer Chal always? Because Maimer goes upon the Zika. And here you said you want the Maimer to go upon the Zika. So here, Osi Chalitza of Kosel Zika. Here, since you gave Chalitza, took away the Zika. For Rabbanin say no. All cases, all over. Is Ein Zika Mikara, there's no Zika Mikara. So Mela Ein Zika. Therefore, Mikara at the beginning, Iluam, Malois Kashlim Zika Shivamin. If he would have said, I want him in a Kadashu with the Zika Shivamin, Mila Mahanya wouldn't have helped him. Even though you don't have Zika, still, if you'd say that Lashon of Zika Shivamin, it would be Chal. His Hashanami Mahanya, Hirosatai could also be Chal. Lamaisa, I don't care if you mention the word Zika. He holds Zika, there's never a Kenyan Zika. Still, if you make Maimer with the Yavamin, the Maimer is Chal. So now, even if you gave Chalitza, Lamaisa, when you say you wanted the Mekadosho, but Ter Zika's Yavamin, so what? Lamaisa, the Kedushin is Chal. Alright, we'll stop here.
You're holding Daf Nun Gimel. Again, the last shaila was the shaila. What's pshat the machlokes Rebbe and Chachamim? If after chalitza you make a maimer, we had a machlokes if the maimer is chal or not. The shaila: if you make the maimer l'shem kedushe yivomin, yivomis is a chal or not? So last machlokes, last terz we had, Rava said that if you said the maimer yivomin stam is kuli amalei pliga de mahanya, v'ocha mayaskin and going the amalei is kachli bezikas yivomin. You spoke out clearly, after you made Chalitza, you want to be Mekadosh now with Zikas Yevamin. Rebbe Sov, Rebbe holds Ye Zika. This is the top of Nun Gimel and Aleph. And Rebbe holds Ye Zika. So therefore, usually, V'yasoi Chalitza Av Kosei, Le Zika. Over here, after you give Chalitza, Chalitza takes away the Zika. So usually, how does a Maimer work? That since you hold Ye Zika, Maimer is an extension, goes on top of the Zika, that's how Maimer works. So over here, since you gave chalitza, you took away the zika, the mela maimer is not chal. For Rabbanan Tzavri, ain't zika. The Rabbanan hold the chal. When your brother dies, as a mitzvah yibum, you don't hold from the side of zika. She's not called attached to you yet. Therefore, mikara, iluama lo iskachali bezikas yivomin, milo mahanyon, haistam, when your brother dies, as a mitzvah yibum, havadim with Rabbanan, there's a kinyan maimer. If you go to Yevam and say you want to be Mekadosh to her with Zikas Yevam, it's Chal, even though there's no real Zika, but it's Chal Machmas Adin of Maimer. Is Hashtanami Mahanya, that's the Rabbanan Svara. Even after you give Chalitza to Yevam and you took away all the Zika, Machmas does make a difference. Lamaisa, now you're coming to be Mekadosh, and we're going according to the Rabbanan Shita that Kedushin is Chal and Chai Vilavin. Therefore, Lamaisa, the Kedushin is Chal, and you have to give her a get. Rav Sharbi Omar, the Chalitza Kshera. If we're talking about he gave a good Chalitza, the Yavam gave his Yavam a good Chalitza. So it depends. Idiom, Alois Kachali Bezikas Yavamin, Kulialma Loi Pligid Le Mahanya. Even the Rabbanim would agree, such a Kedushin is not Chal after Chalitza. Since you tell of a Feirish, his Kachali, the Zikas Yevamin, Sinchuri is saying clearly, you only want the Maimah, the Kedushin, to be Chal, if there's still some Zika there. He's on the Zika, I want to make Kedushin. Now, Lamaisa, since you already gave a Chalitza, Chalitza, we know, takes away all the Zika, so Memela, this Kedushin won't be Chal. Is Kuliyam Aloy Pligud Lamahanya. Even the Rabbanim would agree to say that this Kedushin is not Chal after Chalitza. So what's the Machlokes then? For Hocha Bechalitza Psula Kemiflagi. Here we're talking about you gave your Yevama a Chalitza that's a Chalitza Psula. Like what case? Rashi says, Vocha Bechalitza Psula Kegoin Shecholat Achara Get. First you gave your Yevama Get. Some of the Rabbanin, that's one din a get with the Rabbanin, asks you on her, it's called like he gave her mixas chalitza. Now when you give a chalitza, it's called a chalitza psula, because before you gave a chalitza, you didn't have the mitzvah yibum anymore. You're not allowed to make a yibum. Once you give her a get, with the Rabbanin, it's like you started chalitza, it's also now for you to be miyabim her. So therefore, when you give her the chalitza, it's called a chalitza psula. Achlitzik Shere means that the Zika is 100% there, that if you want to right now, you could be Miyabmo. Just instead of making Yibm, you're making Chlitza. But over here, since you gave the get first, So by giving a get with Rabbanin, you can't be miyabmer anymore. So the chalitza you give now is called the chalitza psula. So that's the machlokes. V'ocha b'chalitza psula kemiflugi. Ma sova chalitza psula poiteris. The Rebbe Shita is that a chalitza psula poiteris means takes off all the zika. There's no more zika left. So therefore, since you go to her now and want to make a mimer with a lashon of hiskachuli bezikas yivamin, that's what you're telling her. And since lamaisa after chalitza psula, there's no more zika left. The melo the kedusha is not chal. Umasover, what's the rabbanon svara? The rabbanon hold chalitza psula ena pateris. Chalitza psula does not patel gamri. Since the chalitza, you didn't have the alternative to make yibum. You can't make yibum since you first gave a get. So the chalitza is called the chalitza psula. A chalitza psula does not take off all the zika. Since there's some zika left, therefore now when you makadisha with this lashon of is kachali bezika siyavamin, the kedushin is chal. Since lamaisa there's still some zika left. That's the machlokes. Is a chalitza psula take away all the zika or not? Rav Ashi Yom Rav Ashi says, the kula yal everybody holds, chalitza psula ena pateris. No, a chalitza psula does not take away all the zika. So lemaisa, there is still some zika left even after the chalitza. Therefore, if you makadisha with this lashon of iskachali bezikas yivamin, luchura should be chal. According to everybody, the zika should be chal. For hoch, you know what the machlokes over here is? V'ocho b'yesh t'nai v'chalitza kemiflugi. So machlokes if there's a t'nai v'chalitza or not. So Rashi says like this, yesh t'nai v'chalitza, shechol atzlo amna shetiten loy mosayim zuz. You gave a chalitza, but amnas on a t'nai that you give me $200 back. So Rebbe Sovar ain t'nai moyel b'chalitza. T'nai does not help at all. Even if you didn't give her the $200, the Tanai is not chal. Vevi chalitza, the chalitza is chal 100%. Hilkach le tofas mai meshos of loshen zikas yivamin abasrei. To have kosel is ikosrei. Since this chalitza is chal, he holds the chalitza. You can't make a Tanai. If lemaisa the yovim gives the yivam a chalitza, it's chal 100%. That's not a chalitza psul here. It's talking about chalitza ksheira. So since you gave her a good chalitza, this chalitza takes away all the zika. Therefore, now if you go to be mekadesha with the lashon of iskachli bezikas yivamin, it's takanat chal. That's Rebbe Shita. Rashi l'rabbanan. What's the rabbanan shita? Yesh tanai. No, you couldn't make a tanai when you give chalitza. Therefore, v'chol kama d'lekaima lo, v'chol kama d'lekaima. Kol zaman you did not be mekayim v'tanai. She did not give you $200. Loi pokas zika, zika does not go off. V'chiyoma lo iskachli adei kesav zeb zikas yibam koni. And if the Yovim says, you know what, instead of giving me the $200, I want to be mekadosh you. So since lemaisa the chalitza was not chal, therefore the kedushin is chal, that's the machlokes. So mostly like this. V'ocha b'yesh t'nai b'chalitza kemiflugi. Ma sova yesh t'nai b'chalitza. That's the Rabbanan Shita, that Tanoim are Chal and a Chalitza, so Chalitza is not Chal, until you Mekayim the Tanai. In this case, you didn't give the $200 yet, so the Chalitza was not Chal, therefore the Zika is still here. Therefore the Maimer is Chal, the Maimer is upon the Zika. Umasava Rebbe Shita is, ain't Tanai b'Chalitza, no, you can't make any Tanai b'Chalitza. Therefore, when you gave the Chalitza, it was Chal 100%. The Chalitza took away all the Zika. So now that there's no more zika left, if you go to make maimer with this type of a lashon of iskachli bezikas yivamin, nothing is chal because there's no chalitza, there's no zika left over. Ravinu Am Ravina says the kula yal and everybody holds. I tell you, yesh tanai b'chalitza. Everybody holds. No, you could make a tanai in chalitza. So Rashi speaks out that afagav de kaimalon late in the mesechta chalitza mutoy is kshera. So we hold later, if you make a chalitza with a tanai, the tanai is not chal, and the chalitza is kosher. So Rashi, hani tanoi lo svir lehu. And these tanoim don't hold, like the Gemara comes out to Maskana later. That's the way Rashi learns. Toys learns a little bit different. Toys learns that the kasha laid in the mesech to become a pshita. There's a svara you cannot make it tonight on chalitza. And the Gemara says a svara this because tenoyim lo nafam b'nei gadol b'nei ruvein. It's only something that's ayidei shliach. Something you can't make a shliach. You can't make it tonight. Chalitza you can't make a shliach to make the chalitza. Therefore you can't make it tonight on chalitza. So how could they say here yesh tonight? So Toys says v'yamari. That everybody holds. She's muta l'shuk. When you give a chalitz, even though you made a condition, the condition is not chal. Avada the chalitz is chal 100%. The yain tanai the chalitz, that's the Gemara later. Elo, what's our Gemara talking about? Linyadehevi chalitz of psula. Here it's only a shalas, the chalitz called the chalitz of psula, that the zika does not go off completely. That's what our shita's hold here. That since you made it tonight in the chalitza, even though the chalitza is chal, but it's called the chalitza psula, then with the rabbanon there is still some zika left over. That's Ravina's teres over here. Ravina rabban the kuli yalma yesh tonight the chalitza, which means that even after the chalitza is chal, still there's some zika left over. So what's the machlekes then over here? For ocher but tonight kofel kemiflegi. So you have to speak out the tanai with a double lashon. That's called the tanai kafel. You have to say, if you give me the $200, then the chalitza will be chal. And you have to speak out that if you don't give me the $200, then the chalitza will not be chal. That's called a tanai kafel. You have to speak it out both ways. Ma'asava bina tanai kafel. That's Rebbe Shita. So when is a tanai chal? Only if you say kafel. You say it both ways. And here you did not say it both ways. Therefore, Rebbe holds when he gave the chalitza was chal 100% without the tanai. Therefore, there's no mozika. Therefore, maimer is not chal. Umasa, what the rabbanon svar is, loy bina tanai kofel. You do not have to speak it out of double lashon. Tanof yistam say, I'm giving you chalitza al manas that you give me $200. And it's self understood that if you don't give me $200, the chalitza is not chal. So according to the rabbanon, the tanai is here. And the Tanai helps, the way Tosis learns, enough to say that there's still some Zika Midrabbana left over after the Chalitza. Therefore, even though the Chalitza is Cha, that she's Mutal Ashuk, she's allowed to get married. But Akoponim, there is still some Zika left over enough that over here, if you make a Kedushin with her, and you tell her, Skachali, Bezika Sivomin, Lamaisa the Kedushin is Chal. Even though she's a chai v'lavin, after you give the chalitza, the Torah says, kivin shvidashin, kivin shalaybon or shuvla yivna, you're not allowed to marry her, but it's only chai v'lavin. And according to the Rabbanan Shita, by chai v'lavin, kedushin is chal. So when I said, that's the din, kedushin is chal, and you have to give her a get. Right, then the Mishnah says, cholat, if you first give you yivam a chalitza, then v'yosa maimer v'nosan get u'boal. So the Mishnah says, Ein acha chalitza klum. That our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Kiva Shita, that once you give chalitza to Yavama, you pater her. Finished, the Zika goes off. Now she's a chai v'lavin. Rabbi Kiva Shita is on chai v'lavin, Kedushin is not chal. Therefore, if you make a maimer after chalitza, it's not chal. You give her a get, there's nothing to talk about. She's not your wife, there's no get. Ubal, if you make bia, also it's not chal. Lamaisa, she's a chai v'lavin, Kedushin is not chal. That's what the Mishnah says, Ein acha chalitza klum. And then the Mishnah also says cases about bia. Let's say you are boal. First you are boal her, so you are kain her. Then also says if you make a maimer or a get afterwards, and also nothing is chal. So Gemara says, V'nisni, how come the Mishnah doesn't speak out nami? Ein acha bia klum. It should also say that if one yavam was miyabim the yavamo, so that's it, he's mekai mitzvah yibum. The second wife now, she's yotzel ashuk. And she's a chai v'lavin on the brothers, and if somebody makes maimer with her, or gives her a get, it's nothing. Ein acha bia klum. How come the Mishnah doesn't say it? Rashi spoke out as kasha in the Mishnah. But this is the Gemara now. Why does the Mishnah only say, Ein acha chalitza klum? The Mishnah should also say, Ein acha bia klum. So Marian says, Ein acha nami, abaya v'rovad yarmer tavayu, toni, you should learn taka, Ein acha bia klum. Or in a braisa, the braisa at least does say it. Is taka true? Havada, just like Einach Achlitza Klum, Einach Abiyya Klum. Once a Yavam makes him one of the Yavam, he's a Biyya, he's Koina, that's it. The other one is a Chai Vilavin, and nothing is Chali after that. For the Gemara of Atana Bidon, How come our Tana now Mishnah doesn't speak this out clearly? Ein acha biyaklum. That there it says, HaTorah Yevoma Leshuk Adifalei. Our Tana only wants to talk about the fact that she's Mutal Leshuk. That means if you give a Chalitza, once you give a Chalitza, she's Mutal Leshuk. She has no more Shachar to the Yevom. Ein acha Chalitza Klum. So that's what the Mishnah Ikka speaks about Chalitza. So if the Salem Isa, she's Mutal Leshuk right now. In the case where you gave a bia, havad will be the same halacha. Ain't acha bia klum. But then the Mishnah says, echad yivama achas, echad shtei yivamas. All these halachas apply whether there's one yavam to one yavama, or there's two yavamais to one yavam. That your brother had two eyes, and then he was nifta. So lemaisa now, two of them fall to one brother. So Gemara says, "Mas nistin de loike ben Azai." If so, our Mishnah does not come out like ben Azai shita. The Tanya will learn like this: Ben Azai yomer. Ben Azai says that yesh maimer acha maimer b'shtei yevomin v'yevom achas. When did we hold that the Rabbanan shita? And that was the machlokes in the Mishnah. That Rabbi Gamliel b'chlal says ein maimer acha maimer. The Rabbanan says yes, there's yesh maimer acha maimer. Now Ben Azai says, even according to the Rabbanan, that you say Yesh Maimer Acha Maimer, when is that? That's only Bishnei Yevomin V'Yevom Achas, where you have your brother only had one wife, he was Nifta. Now you have two brothers alive. So if one brother gives Maimer, he's kind him with the Rabbanan. When the second brother gives Maimer, he's also kind him with the Rabbanan. The Nafkarmina, they're both also with all the Karevis. But V'Ein Maimer Acha Maimer Bishnei Yevomois V'yavam echad. Ben Azai yells that there's only one brother alive, and your brother had two wives. So when this one yavam now gives one yavama maimer, that's it. He cannot make maimer on the second yavama. That's Ben Azai shita. And our Mishnah says clearly not like that. Our Mishnah says that all the halachas of the Mishnah, that according to the Rabbanan shita that we hold yesh maimer acha maimer, applies whether it's one yavam to two yavamas. Or one yavama to two yavamin. And since our Mishnah says it applies both cases, it's not like Ben Azai. Vayta Ketzah, then the Mishnah explains, Maimel Azu, Leimel the Demara Mesana Lishmuel. The Chur from our Mishnah should be approved to Shmuel's Din. Leimel Mesana Lishmuel. The Yomah Shmuel says, Cholat lebailus maimer. In the case we gave maimer to one, and now you want to give chalitza. See, all did you give chalitza to the bailus maimer? You know, lo niftara tzarasa. You did not part of the tzara. That since you made maimer ready, the chalitza is not called such a good chalitza. Oh, to yust to the Rabbi Yosef, it should be a kash on Rabbi Yosef. The Rashi says, Leimel Mesana Lishmuel, Amaimel Lezu V'cholas Lezukoi. The Mishnah says if he gave Maimel to one, and then he gave Chalitza to the second one. Now, Midalai Nokat Chalitza Abailas Maimel, the Mishnah does not go back to say he gave Chalitza to the first one that he gave Maimel to. Mashmi, you could give Maimel where your brother had two wives, now you gave Maimel to one, then you could give Chalitza to the second one. So the Chur Messiah Lishmuel, Thermaya to Shmuel, the Yoma Cholat Labailas Maimer, La Niftura Tsarasa, the Chiv when the boy get Lama Moroi, La Yeva Chalitza Malyasa, the Afuke Zika the Chaberta. Shmuel holds in the case we gave Maimer to one. Now, when you want to give Chalitza, it's like this. If you give Chalitza to that one that you gave Maimer, it does not part of the Tsara, because it's not called the Chalitza Kshera, because you still need to give a get for the Maimer. So if you give a chalitza though to the other one, that part is both of them. So that's what our Mishnah says. Our Mishnah says if you gave maimer to one, then you give chalitza to the second one. So it's a raya to Shmuel. And the Gemara says, l'chura v'tiyuf to the Rabbi Yosef, it's a kasha in Rabbi Yosef. The Rabbi Yosef says no. We had Rashi says, the Yom HaBacholitz, we had Rabbi Yosef's swear was in Perek HaCholitz, that lo yishpach oda meibara v'achem tzrichum lehem. Don't ruin it for somebody else. Tohocho de cholas lechaverto o kamaisa boy get v'nimtza poysel eshteim in akuna. If Yosef's svar is don't pass a law if you don't have to. So what happened here? You gave one maimer. Now for this one that he gave maimer, you're going to have to give her a get. When she gets a get, she's poysel lekuna. Now when you have to give chalitza now, Rabbi Yosef would tell you give the chalitza to the one you gave maimer to. Because if you give chalitza to the other one, midrabbonan, the kohen is not allowed to marry a chalitza. So what you're doing now is you're ruining both of them to the kohen. Her kohen can't marry the first one because she's going to be a grusha. Her kohen can't marry the second one, she's going to be a chalitza. So the Yosef says the Yetzer is, give chalitza to the first Yevama that you already gave Maima to. So she's going to have two things now. She's going to have chalitza and a get. Good. So she's also to the kohen. The other Yevama, though, she'll be mutter. She's only an amona. She'll be mutter to a kohen. So for our Mishnah is a kash and Rabbi Yosef. Because our Mishnah's mashmi could give Maima to one, and then the chalitza is supposed to give to the other one. And so it's a riot to Shmuel Akash and Rabbi Yosef. Mar says no. Mika toni chalitz. Does our Mishnah say a loshon of lechatchila that you're supposed to give chalitza to the second one? Cholatz ketoni, diyeved. A loshon cholatz means b'diyeved. It's not saying what you should do. It's saying in a mitzias, if you gave a maima to one and then you went and gave chalitza to the second one, it's chal. The chalitza helps, but not that that's what you're supposed to do. And not if you did the opposite way, it won't be good. So there's no riot, no riot to Shmuel, no kashan of Yosef. The Mishnah is only saying, but the evidence gave a chalitza to the second one, it's also good. Fight the get lezu, the get lezu. So the Mar Lechur, Lema Messiah, Le Rabba Bar Rafuna. Should be a raya to Rabba Bar Rafuna, to Omar Rabba Bar Rafuna. Chalitza psula, tsricho lachsima kolachin. That because Mashmi give a get to one, and then a get to the other one. Or really, Rashi's girls like this. Rashi's girl is Lay Masal Rab Ochasinan. Get Lizu Vacholas Lizu. Lay Masal. No. It says Wachlitza he also chitza psul srichlachsa kolachin. That Gemara might tsricha is tsricha the alma. It says a loshin that tsricha is chalitza. Mashmi, we gave a get to both of them, so Mashmi, you have to give two chalitzas now. So that would be a riot to Rabba Barafuna. That he holds the chalitza psula, one brother is, does not pata for the other brother. She has to have a chalitza from each brother. And here that's what the Mishnah says, three chos. Mashm, all of them have to give a chalitza. And that we answer, no, it doesn't mean all the brothers, it means three chos the alma. It just means a double ushin all over. General cases that they'll have to give chalitza. But in each case, only one brother has to give chalitza. Then it says, get lezu becholas lezu. His lechur again, lemon masala leshmuy of tevet yufta rabbi Yosef, was said before. That mashma, you could give chalitza to the second one, and not to the balas aget. And the gemara mikatoni chalitz again cholas katoni the yevit. Doesn't say lechetchila you're supposed to give the second one chalitza. It's only for the yevit, but lechetchila you could even give the balas aget chalitz also, so it would not be a riot to Shmuel. Cholas vecholas vecholas. So the gemara be listening nami. Why does Namishta say again einacha biyeklum? The end of the Mishnah says that you give chalitza first. So, Einacha Chalitza Klum. Again, and then it says again, Beer also. Why does the Mishnah end off the same Lashon, Einacha Beer Klum? When the Miyabi mourns, that's it. So, Master Zabayev Ravdi, Amatavai Renachnami, Tony Einacha Beer Klum. You should learn in the Brisa Taka says Einacha Beer Klum. Vetana Didan, why does now Atana the Mishnah say it? Hatara Sivom Lashuk Adifulay. Atana would rather talk about the Indian of Yavom is Mut Lashuk, about the Indian of Chalitza, not so much of Beer. Fight the bain biyavim echod l'shtei yevamis. Bishlei mal Rabbi Yechon the Yoma. Kula beisa belav. According to Rabbi Yechon, holds it as far as shlichusa. If one brother gives chalitza, it's sort of like he gave chalitza for the brothers and for all the yevamis. So they're all only chay v'lavin. Is koitzach lashmin and the kedushin toivsa mechay v'lavin. That's why Mishnah has to tell us that after you give chalitza, the kedushin is not chal. According to Rabbi Kiva Shita. Ela l'rash lakish. According to Rash Lakish. The Yom Akula Beisa Bekoris Koi. Rabbi Yom Shlokas holds, so one Yovan that gives Chalitza, only he has a Chai V'lavin. But the other brothers that did not give Chalitza is a Chai B'Krisis. And the Yavama that did not receive Chalitza is also Chai B'Krisis. So if the Chai B'Krisis, what's the Chiddush? That Kedushin is not Chal, you have the Chalitza. Pshitan, Chai B'Krisis is no Kedushin. For the Yomar Kitzvach, Bekoris Kitzvach Lashmin, and the Kedushin Toys and Chai B'Krisis. So we need a Mishnah like this. Anyway, according to you anyway, it's Shmir. Seifa, the end of the Mishnah says like this to Gatoni. Boal, in the case where you make Bia, she's your wife. One brother's Miyabno. V'yosa Maima, then the second brother comes and makes Maima on her. Is this what Lashmin and the Gdushin Taysin? Do you have to tell me that the second brother Gdushin is not Chal, Be'eshes Ish? Like she's already married to the first brother. Pshiti can't make Gdushin and Be'eshes Ish. What does the Mishnah have to say it for? Elo, the answer is, I did the Tony Atoris Yovim Echod Vivom Achas. Since it talks about what's the locha of one yavam to one yavama, then it says toni nami shtei yavamis v'yavam echad. It also says the locha is about one yavam to two yavamis. Now v'yadi de toni shtei yavamis v'yavam echad toni nami shtei yavamim v'yavam achas. It says also two brothers to one yavama. Even though it's pshita and achlam and mishnah says all of these cases. It's not a kasha and meslokish. Even though it's chayv krisis here, it's not shver why the mishnah repeats itself and says kedushin is not chal and chayv krisis.